I hear him say he's been searching for a people who would be willing to follow him into a place of revival. And I hear him say from his heart, he's grateful. He's grateful for people who trust him so much to go beyond their natural eyes and see the riches that he holds of value instead of the riches that this world sees as value. He's just grateful. There's a gratefulness in his voice to me of your willingness to trust him. And the word says to see his riches, what he sees as riches, to place value on that. You know, the world doesn't place value on the riches of God, of what he sees as valuable. And for you and I to follow him with a trust that doesn't reward us now is a faith. It's a trust to say, God, I'm willing to follow you and put honor to what you put honor to put value on what you put value to. So you can go to prison and find a lost guy there, and the world doesn't see value to him. They got to lock that guy up. But to God, he sees value on that guy in prison and is appreciative of someone willing to go and preach to him, to put clothes on the poor and on the naked and to feed the poor and to save the lost. For you to put value on following God, to go to that place where he can use us to rescue lives, he's grateful for that. Most people settle for religion that allows them to keep their will, to live their life, and to serve God at the same time. And that's what we call religion. We're after a place of obedience to him, to trust him no matter what.